I'm going to tell you something, young people. I want every teenager listening to hear carefully what I'm about to say. This thing is so filthy, rotten, degraded, licentious, dirty, stinking, rotten, stinking, licentious, rotten, filthy, degraded, rotten, dirty, stinking, rotten, full of filthy, rotten, four-letter words.
It's mind control. It's total control.
Well, I guess you know what's in store for you now.
When you shred onions, you shed a tear. No, great. Don Grady.
And I'm Tom Kennedy, name of my show, you don't say.
Welcome our stars, both from my three sons, Tina Cole and Don Grady, and of course we all welcome back our current champion, a student, Robert Toth, and our challenger, also a student, Vicky Travaglini. And here is John Harlan to tell our viewers what that first name will be.
He finally stopped running for his life, Ben Gazzara.
And that's the first name our players will be going for rather gallantly when we play You Don't Say, in just about 1 minute after you watch this gallant message.
A dream, Doctor. I have the same dream every few nights.
I see. A recurring...
I hear this noise.
Well, could you describe...
Kind of a roar.
Like a lion?
Oh, actually, it's more of a growl.
Like a bear?
No, it's more like... Here, I'll do it for you.
Of course. The Suzuki syndrome.
Suzuki?
Those great lightweight motorcycles.
Oh.
Suzuki have lots of spirit. They're rugged and dependable. Why, Suzuki are international Grand Prix lightweight champions. I wonder if you do that Suzuki sound again.
Well, okay.
Yes, excellence. Full of Suzuki spirit. The other ladies I've had this week sounded like Hondas.
Hello.
Who has the most friends for lunch?
A cannibal.
I'll tell you a story they made of our lives. They brought us together like husbands and wives. The roles that we played, the children we made. We almost believed. I stopped by to see you. I took the old road. I passed through a time zone. I saw our old show. All of our dreams and all of our scenes, I've let them all go. I had me a business suit only to look like someone who you could call on. Paper smiles I broke into. Now I'm needing you just to fall on. And now that it's over, they tore down our names. They stripped off the makeup, but something remained. The place that you feel, it lives in me still, and it always was there.
That's the smooth sounds of Don Grady right there coming to you. As a matter of fact, at the top of the show, from his solo album in, well, now I'm not sure when this was. This is like 19... 71 or so, under his name.
Homegrown LP?
Yeah, right. His album is Homegrown, right? Joe Stax on the line out of Pittsburgh.
Greetings, everybody. I'm under barrage here. It's the official fireworks seem to stop, and now the neighborhood has gone berserk, as people are just igniting things all over the place.
You're under heavy fire, Joe.
It's the 4th of July out there or something.
All right. So
I'm just waiting to see if a stray rocket hits my car.
Yeah. Well, that's the kind of night it's been. Let me just tell you, we were trying to do this show live here, just sort of off the cuff, and I tuned in here just a little bit ago to try to email good old boss man Randy Tibbins over at rockandradio.com. And everything's down. The internet's down. The phone lines are down. And people are, you know, at the shelters. And the firecracker's going off and white lights are flashing. You know, it was quite a scene here. And so we just sort of got on. And in the meanwhile, trying to get online and get this show done, when I did finally get up and running, I noticed an email from boss man Randy Tibbins saying, well, all the shows for the month of July are up and running at rockandradio.com.
And up said, and running.
Well, we haven't even got ours off the ground yet. And he's like, yeah, I guess I lost. This guy's just, you know, kind of lazy there. So in the meantime, all this is happening, and we're just now trying to get her in the can.
This is going to affect your performance review, Jim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well.
You sit down with Randy, and he's going to, well, you know, we were doing okay there.
Yeah.
But I don't know about that July show.
I know.
No raise for you this year.
I wasn't expecting the bonus. I checked out some of the stuff on that Don Grady solo album, and that's a pretty sweet little album, I got to say. What do you know anything about this?
Not much. I mean, I'm not a big follower, other than his association with like the Yellow Balloon, and of course his acting career as one of the sons on My Three Sons. And from what I could also find out, he was one of the original Mouseketeers.
Yeah, right.
So he's got that. He and was it a Cubby? Which was it? Like Dickie Dodds went on to drum for the Standells.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, no, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, a little Mickey Mouse Disney connection there.
As kids are making the scene, and you know, I was kind of surprised Mickey Dolenz never showed up in that stable.
Well, he was busy, you know, over at Circus Boy.
Yeah, right. I know, but if it weren't for that, he might have made that scene.
Oh yeah,
with Disney. But yeah, it was good old John in Walpole, Massachusetts, who emailed in this afternoon and wondered if we were going to be doing some kind of Don Grady tribute there. So we pulled that from his early 70s album, and we're going to actually go all the way back to some pre-Yellow Balloon Don Grady, as he was down there in Los Angeles. Like I said, you know, he's doing the TV show, and he got hooked up with Canterbury Records, doing this gig with the Yellow Balloon, but that's because he was already hooked up with them doing a solo stint with a little group he called the Wind Up Watch Band. Right, Chesty?
Wind Up Watch Band.
I'm going to dig this.
Not to be confused with the Chocolate Watch Band. We don't know why everybody in the 60s liked the Watch Bands.
No, yeah, very different. Very different groups, but still West Coast action nonetheless. So we're going to spin a little bit more sort of Don Grady-related stuff here, and then we'll come back and let Chesty throw a few memories at you there. You know, she had some brushes with his greatness at some point. But here he is tonight, once again, folks, on Lost Disc Radio.
In the town, the sun's gone down, the streets have filled with rain. A little hand pulls on the church door handle. In the empty church, small children huddle with me, joining hands around the burning. Children of St. Monica. ending, night descending, everything is still. But the whispers of the children playing, heads are bowed in honor of the fate that cast their will. Who could ever know just what they're saying?
I don't like this place. It's too square.
Oh, you're right, it's square.
Sun come up in the morning, blues round my head. I got a troubled mind and plenty of time to roam. As I walk this rugged highway, never knowing where to go. You know the only life I know is being on the road. I got holes in my shoes that are filled with paper, and I'll take anything I find. And when it rains, well, I might get wet,
that I don't mind, because the sun don't know no difference between a rich man and a bum, and the only light he knows is moving round the sky. See him grin down at you people, I guess you don't know what he's laughing about, but if you spend some time on the road, maybe you'd find out. Because the sun goes round in an endless circle, never knowing the reason why. Still there's something in its path that it chases down the sky. It's like a circle with no ending, or like a race that's never won. And it's the same being a rich man or a bum. Sun, come up. You love the old sun.
Yeah, it's the Click, man, right off the Laurie Records label. It's, okay, the sort of folk rocky sunshiny sounds there of the Click, you know, C-L-I-Q-U-E, Click. And, well, now this is curious, because we started off that set there with Don Grady and the Wind Up Watch Band, okay, right, on the Canterbury label, with Children of St. Monica. That was the A side, right? And then we moved that into an actual Yellow Balloon tune, which was written and sung by Don Grady. It was the closing song off the album, the Yellow Balloon album.
I like how he's incognito on the front of the album.
Yeah,
in a
you
wig.
Know, there were right, there were contractual obligations there. Yeah. Well, Don Grady could not necessarily be, you know, hooked up with these other entertainment companies while he's under contract doing the show, right? But he was hooked up with Canterbury anyway, doing that sort of that solo thing there, and then he got his somehow he got hooked up with good old what's his name, Joe?
What, Gary Zeckley?
He gets hooked up with Gary Zeckley, right? And they produced the Yellow Balloon album for the Canterbury label, and we were listening to the Junk Maker Shop. Well, now, of course, what we know is a few, like 2 years after the Yellow Balloon, Gary Zeckley, among doing other things, went on to produce an album by a group called The Click on the White Whale Records label. And so the question becomes, Joe, did we just hear a really rare, obscure record there by the same group, The Click, the one that we just spun on the Laurie label? That's by the way, a Jim Croce tune called Sun Come Up, and my best sources put that release somewhere around 1965-66, and all of that would jive to put it pre-Yellow Balloon and pre-White Whale Gary Zeckley Click.
And how? That's the thing. I haven't been able to pin this down. I've seen some mentions of the Click on Laurie compilations, but there's no real information about them. And the first stuff by The Click, who originated out of, the Austin area, was on the a local label when they covered a 13th floor elevators that got picked up by Scepter in 67.
Yeah, right.
Maybe yes, maybe no, but I do not know.
Right. All right. Well, let's throw it over to Chesty there real quick, because, Chesty, this little set sort of paying tribute to Don Grady there.
Yeah, I was really sad to hear of his passing. I wrote to him when I was a teenager because I saw him in it perform at the Bucks County Playhouse in New Hope, Pennsylvania, and I liked him so much. I wrote him a letter, and he wrote back, to my surprise. Yeah. And years later, when I hooked up with you and I found out he was in this group, the Yellow Balloon, I was so tickled. I wrote to him again, and he wrote back again, that because he's 20 years later, just yeah. So nice. What a nice man, and very talented. His composing career did not end with the Yellow Balloon, and he continued to compose music, and I think until his death.
Yeah, he was doing a lot for movies,
yeah.
Scores.
And Disney. He stayed with Disney and, a long time.
Yeah, yeah, different TV shows on different networks and things. He was doing a lot of composing.
Just a class act. And
well, and, you know, and it, of course, it, you got to acknowledge, you know, he's friends with our boss man, Randy Tibbins, over there at Rock and Radio.
Right.
So there's a whole sort of connection here with Don Grady and Lost Discs Radio Show and Rockin' Radio and all the good guys at rockinradio.com, right? So a very, very sad passing noted there. Right, but we're moving on. We're sort of doing our thing for July here. If it actually gets over and gets played at rockinradio.com, we can only hope that it does. And we're doing a sort of a sunshine, you know, we like to do these themed shows in the summer, right? The summer spectacular special shows. And
I always like themes.
Well, when Don Grady passed away, I realized I was going to have to be playing some poppy, sunshiny type stuff with the stuff that he was doing there in the late 60s, early 70s. So I just made that the theme of the show, right?
You know, I think it goes well in July. And this time of year makes me think of eating watermelon with the seeds.
Yeah.
And hoses in the backyard and making pyramids and drinking different kinds of soda, like sarsaparilla.
You're constructing your own pyramids, Jesse. What?
Yeah, that's what kids used to do. We used to try to make a pyramid.
All right.
That's what we did for fun.
Did you also see like UFOs and things and coming to get you at night?
Sure.
You're into some weird conspiracy things there, Jesse. That's the point. And
in search of, we watched in search of it, scared the bejesus out of us.
That's right. But Joe, you sent over this kind of sunshiny thing here by the Deep Six.
Hey, right on.
Wow, Deep Six.
Up a little later in the show, but for another L.A. group, you know, one that they did their single release for Liberty. Along with a handful of singles. It's an oddball thing where it's like some folk rock, you know, harmony pops, kind of soft stuff. But then they also throw in, you know, like a Stones cover, like they're covering Paint It Black. And, you know, it's a weird mix. But I thought this one seemed to fill the bill.
All right, man, let's get into it right here. Lost Discs Radio.
Rather than hear from the establishment who run newspapers, radio, television, book and magazine publishing companies, political parties, and schools, let's hear from those other teenagers who aren't smoking pot.
Mm-hmm. don't want all the listeners, just want you.
That you arrived just yesterday. They said that you had come a long way. Well, we have a few minutes left to talk. I would like to know the reason why you left your gowns and kings and castle walls to tell me that your kingdom was not at all what you thought that it would be. And you say your prince has fallen down now, you're ready to build.
Of the Sunshine Company, right there, off the old Imperial Records label.
Hey, right, that's not the one I requested.
Right off their, that's off their second LP, Chesty, like 1968.
Very sweet.
Very, very nice little song. Sounded a little close. I'm not even going to say it. Let's just put it. Joe, did that sound a little close to another song? Did that remind you of some other song?
Vaguely, but I can't really. I can't put my finger on it right.
I think it sounded really close to Darling Be Home Soon by Lovin' Spoonful.
Yeah.
It's about time for a group to come along and just play music and sing for entertainment. That's what it says on the back of their album. When one is bombarded constantly by the songs of hate, war, and generation gaps, it's refreshing to sit back and smile and feel happy listening to a song. And I think that's what this show is about, right?
Yeah, sure.
And see, you needed to play Love is a Happy Thing. Look, you got to play the fourth track off of this album just so people can hear it. You can take it off it. You can gong
this
it.
This show is about anything that you need it to be about, Chesty. That's the magic of the thing. But
I thought it was about love and happiness.
Well, we're
love and happiness, but not the R&B kind.
We're purposely concentrating on the Sunshine Psych Pop tonight.
Who sings that song?
Just so we can play some Yellow Balloon. Rhyminy sakes.
Nothing can be happier than a Yellow Balloon.
What did you want me to do on this?
Track 4, Happiness Is. You got to play that. From the Sunshine Company. From the Sunshine Company, yeah.
Love is a Happy Thing you want me to play.
Yeah.
This is their first album.
Everything's about sun.
Sun, I'll tell
the
you
sunshine.
What love's like.
No, wait, go back to the beginning. This has a really square thing in it. Don't say anything. Here we go.
Father, what is love like?
Love? Well, son, I'll tell you what love's like.
Love is a happy thing and a happy thing.
happy things are happening to me. Love is a happy thing.
Sounds like the theme from the Nanny and the Professor.
Every little thing called love.
Now let it play a little further.
Wine, my dear.
Just a glass of milk for me.
Don't you know that this boy is having some notions, girl, about how he's gonna make it happen to you? Ooh, baby. Love is a happy thing, and happy things are happening to me.
See, what I imagine is in the commune, this is how they're talking to their children about love. You're going to get it on, son. Drink some milk.
Chicken here.
We're going to get no fried chicken here.
All right, you can take it.
Don't you know that this boy...
Wow, Chesty, I don't know.
Right. Love is a happy thing.
That's enough. Now.
All right.
What did we hear before that? Oh, I know. I play this record too often. I just can never get enough of that. The Cherry Slush, right? I Cannot Stop You. And we kicked off that set there with the Deep Six. All right, so let's just keep moving it on. Hey, it was Nate in down in Texas, Deep South Texas. Guy named Nate is waiting for the fireworks to begin, but he has got us on the net feed, so we know it's happening. Oh, Babs and Slick. Yeah, now it's official.
Oh, yay.
We thought we might hear him from Babs and Slick tonight, man. Yeah, she says she had a crush on Don Grady back in the day, too. Right? We definitely have all those postcards and letters that Don Grady sent, man. We got to put those all in a frame somewhere, right? So, anyways, did you know that Babs is drinking an A-Treat golden ginger ale right now?
Right now?
Mm.
See, because you could get cream.
Yeah.
Ale. Orange. Yeah. Grapefruit.
All right.
Orange dry. Yep. Sarsaparilla.
But see that... The gold ginger ale goes real well with the with the vodka. See,
the Lost Discs Radio Show.
Oh, I need the record.
Proudly presents.
Look alive, Chesty.
Look alive.
Chesty's chick pick of the week.
Bet you're excited.
A little scared too, Milton.
That's only natural. I was nervous my first night here.
Really?
Sure. I didn't know if you'd like Kellogg's Pop Tarts, but you did.
When I was looking through the box of records for Sunshiny Pop, a lot of it's about the sun.
Yes.
And some of it's about the night. So I pulled this out, Nighttime Love by the Plunkers. And it's pretty cool. That's all I have to say about it, really.
Hey, man.
All right, Plunkers.
What label you got this on there, Chase?
Oh, HBR.
All right, let's dig this one out of 1966.
Sing a song and while the time away. But when day is over, nighttime love is real. When day is over, you and I will feel alright. We'll both be flying high tonight. No one will hear us sigh. Meanwhile I'll sing and dream of nighttime love. Day's the time I spend with lots of you. Night's the time my days will all come true. Want to hear, I'll hold your hand and walk you through the park.
hold your hand and kiss you after dark. Hey, I'm jumping up and down, can't wait until the sun goes down. Meanwhile I sing and dream of nighttime love, dream of nighttime love, dream of nighttime love.
Lost is radio.
What's this got to do with me and my life?
For me, Israelites.
Get up in the morning, slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed.
Oh, Israelites.
Making me more and more and more and more curious.
Trouble?
Hey, wait a minute. We're in trouble.
Come on, lady. Everybody's in
trouble.
Trouble. Trouble? Come on, lady. Get out of the way. Trouble? Having any trouble?
Yes! We're in trouble. Hey, wait a minute. We're in trouble.
I'll follow you into your dream some old night, and I'll be there to keep you way up tight. I'll follow you like a seagull follows a cuckoo breeze. In Gay Paris, they say, I'll pray boo if you please. Follow you like the notes of this tune, feeling good. I wish you would. I'll follow you. It makes no difference if you hide from me. I'm peeping at you from every tree. Can't you see that I love you? To the moon, I'll follow you. Follows the cuckoo breeze. In Gay Paris, they say, I'll pray for if you please. I'll follow you like the notes of this tune,
feeling good. I wish you would. I'll follow you.
Oh, I dwell in the north, in the green country, far amir, and I dwell with my pride and my songs and things. Wearily, wearily, and I dream of the girl with the sunshine eye. Sandaily, Sandaily, and I take to my rest at the end of day, whilst o'erhead protesters do play. And then I dream along, then I make a song about everything that I've known and felt. Then I mix my sadness melt, then I wake up in the funny old kind of day. The rain has gone away, watching the children sing and play in the garden and the roadway. Up comes a little one singing a song about a friend she knows called Rosie. Off to the greenwood you must go, they bring her my one fine posy. All of a sudden I'm light as air, I feel sad as a butterfly. Oh, I dwell in the north, in the green country, far amir, far amir, and I dream of the girl with the sunshine eye. Sandaily, wherever she may be. And then I dream along, then I make a song about everything that I've known and felt. And I mix my sadness smell, then I wake up in the funny old kind of day. The rain has gone away, watching the children sing and play in the garden and the roadway. Up comes a little one singing a song about a friend she knows called Rosie. Off to the greenwood you must go, bring her my one fine posy. All of a sudden I'm light as air, I feel sad as a butterfly. Oh, I dwell in the north, in our green country, far from here, wearily, and I take to my rest at the end of day, whilst o'erhead protesters do play. And then I dream along, then I make a song about everything that I've known and felt. Then I mix my sadness smell, do ba di ba di ba di.
That's the phenomenon of Donovan right here tonight on Lost Discs Radio. And that's the live version of Poor Cow. They're apparently from a 1967 concert, November of that year. But we put it off the vinyl. That's a vinyl.
I don't think there's too many other songs that are from the perspective of a cow.
Yeah. So before that, it was Bunky and Jake.
Bunky.
I don't know, man. Bunky and Jake. We'll come back to that because that's another one that Joe Stacks sent over for tonight's program. So we'll come back to that in a second. But the rest of that set was looking kind of curious. There, it was the Israelites by the California Poppy Pickers. Yes, the California Poppy Pickers, which, you know, is a bunch of studio guys, let's face it, for the old Al Shire label. You know, the thing is, they're sort of like supposed to be sound alike, you know, sort of like the things that they were doing at the old Hit Records label. But, you know, these guys, whoever they were, that's as much as Desmond Dekker and the Aces as they could sound like. That's what's amazing about that. That it's not so much that they're trying to do a different version of that song. They're trying to sound like Desmond Dekker and the Aces, and that's about as good as they could do. So, I don't know. Go back and listen to that again at some point at your leisure. We kicked off that set with the Plunkers on the HBR label. True enough, for Chesty's Chick Pick there with Nighttime Love. Joe, let's start there. Anything that you want to say about the Plunkers?
Only that they existed long enough to put out one record on the HBR label.
Oh, there you have it.
In a studio group.
That's the only one?
That's the only one I know. Apparently it was also released in Australia. Although, I don't know if that means anything, that, you know, whether or not they were Australian or not. However, it's worth noting that the Liverpool Five also covered both sides of that single, although just on album cuts.
You mean over at the hit label?
No, not that Liverpool Five. This is Liverpool Five who showed up for like three or four records on RCA.
Oh, on the RCA group,
Yeah, four or five expat Brits who... You know, we're living, I think, in, like, Washington State, like Seattle, Spokane, something.
Oh, very good, very good.
And
okay.
They got picked up because Beatlemania, baby!
Yeah, well, baby. Yeah. And you're saying that they covered that Plunkers record there at some point?
Yeah. It doesn't look like it was on a single, because I was checking on that just a few minutes ago. But, yeah, apparently they if we dig back through our Liverpool 5 collections, you know, we should see both of those. And how about that B-side, Hippy Lippy Goosey?
Yeah. I don't recall playing it, and I'm not. Luckily, I don't have time now to throw that on the turntable for you, Joe. But we're moving on now. Real quick, anything that you wanted to say about Bunky and Jake?
Well, just that, you know, this is the East Coast Sunshine vibe. Bunky and Jake, Alan Jake Jacobs and Ann Bunky Skinner. Started as, you know, a pair of Greenwich Village folkies, and, you know, they moved up to a fuller band sound, working, you know, on the Mercury Records label, put out two albums. This was the lead cut on their album titled simply Bunky and Jake.
Yeah,
it's also on the flip of the 45 I own. The A side is Taxi Cab, which I really like.
Wow,
this is a pretty sweet song too.
What was the title of that one we spun there, Joe?
Well, I'll Follow You.
Yeah. Joe, you okay? We heard some explosions there in the background.
Yeah, the natives are restless. Still pretty restless.
Well, it's too bad we couldn't be carried on shortwave tonight, but actually that works out really well. I didn't necessarily know if we would one way or the other, but I figured, hell, man, if we don't, this is an exclusive for rockandradio.com. It's the only place you're going to hear it. Because we're doing it especially for them here. We just happen to be live tonight on July 4th, 2012. Right? And we're going to just keep this going into our last set now. Joe, you were talking about that East Coast sunshiny vibe there with Bunky and Jake. Well, now we're heading up to the Great White North for a little bit of Canadian sunshine vibe with the out-of-sight sounds of the Free Design.
Come along.
Come along.
Exclusively tonight.
Come along.
Lost Discs Radio.
Follow the way that leads between madness and madness. Flowers on both sides, each side has weeds and gladness and sadness.
Whoa, whoa, what? The way of love lies open wide. The skies above.
Honest.
and sincerity.
Doesn't that sound corny? Wish that I were corny. Whoa, whoa, whoa. The way of life, I'm so fan of life. The skies above with hope and heart and sense.
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa. Your mind but not completely make the madness stop.
Deeply we must the store of hate and man's and grouping, groping nonsense.
But it ain't no laughing matter to me.
Sometimes I wonder why I bother to come in at night. It's okay. Sometimes I wonder why people always get uptight. And when I ask them why they bother, well, they tell me I don't quite understand. 'Cause they're just playing their role as a normal homo sapien. See everything I touch or take apart becomes a question in my mind. Everywhere I go, people that I meet walking down the street and passing by may try to tell me the reason why. And if I can't believe just what they tell me, then I have to realize that I'm really not unusual. I just don't know if it's bandaged up and quite in pain. Oh, yes, it was. Well, I asked him what had happened, and he started quickly to explain. And he said he was a-walking in the desert one day when up a cactus he did climb. I asked him why, he simply said it seemed to be a good idea at the time. Everywhere I look, everything I see, everything I touch and take apart becomes a question in my mind. People that I meet walking down the street and pass by, they try to tell me the reason why. And if I can't believe just what they tell me, then I have to realize, well, that I'm really not unusual. I just don't know if it's alright. Maybe one more time. I said I'm really not unusual. I just don't know if it's alright. Here we go. I said I'm really not unusual. I just don't know, just don't know, just don't know, just don't know.
Yeah, that's October Country closing out the hour here for Lost Discs Radio, if you can believe it or not, folks. Well, it's the kind of hour it's been.
Happy, happy.
Right. We've heard in there from Joe Stacks on the line out of Pittsburgh, and we're mighty glad to have him.
Mighty glad to be here. Glad we could get the show on tonight.
Yeah. Couple false starts there, but thanks for anyone who stuck with us. We know that our buddy Brad is re-landed over at Grits Radio as we speak. So, big thanks to all you folks that could stick around for us and help us get it up, get it out, and get it on the air. You can always be in touch with us, folks, just like that guy in South Texas, just like our friends Babs and Slick. We're out there digging it, man. It is LostDiscsRadio@yahoo.com. Spell that word discs with the letter C rather than a letter K, and you'll be okay. So, I guess that's it. Hey, folks, if you're over there at rockandradio.com, as you should be, you're going to be checking out the Boss Man Randy Tibbins this month and the Electrophonic Brian Phillips, par usual. par excellence. And hopefully, they'll still run this show up the flagpole and get it on the Now Playing page at rockandradio.com.
So, enjoy your summer.
In the meantime, we'll see you next month.
Right. Take here. Some walks in the starlight.
Lost this radio.
And lay some afternoons in the backyard and listen to the birds, all right?
And good night, Weasley Steve. Wherever.